Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. They're already calling it Black Friday in Australia. Trading is suspended this morning in Russia, Indonesia, and for a time in Vienna. European markets are tanking, and in advance of the Wall Street open this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Futures are at their lows, about 259 down. Joining us to talk about all this is markets reporter for the Financial Times, Michael Hunter. Michael, we have to stop meeting like this.
Really. Good morning, John.
Good morning. So Europe did not have a very good day, or is not having a very good day at this point. Can you describe what's been going on there?
Yeah, we're seeing a continued draining of confidence out, not just of the financial sector, but the wider marketplace now, John. People are in uncharted territory, and there's a real cloud of fear hanging over not just the City of London, but also other European bourses this morning. I think one of the things people are looking to is the fact that today is the day we find out exactly how much money the people who've insured Lehman Brothers' debt are going to be liable to pay to other institutions who are directly exposed to that. And that's one of the reasons why we're seeing these terrible losses this morning.
Now, explain how that's going to be revealed. I guess there's paper related to credit default swaps. There are other sort of specific obligations that are going to be revealed today, and that's going to trigger redemptions in the market, which will then trigger selling. Do I have that sort of right?
That's exactly right. There's a long and ongoing auction process, basically, where these insurance policies are going to be exchanged between financial institutions who've written them and who are liable to pay them against other institutions who hold them and who understand they're not going to get all their money back. It's a long and complicated process. We've all been mulling over the way in which it might work in some very technical senses today, and we're still not entirely sure what's going to happen, but the standout numbers are fairly clear. There's a potential pool of money of some $400 billion, which this involves. We've never had an investment bank of that size fail in the modern era before. And we reckon that people who are holding debt protection contracts are only going to get back around 12 or 13 cents in the dollar.
Or 13 cents. Now, that is the first clue for what the Fed will be buying when they begin coming into this troubled asset arena later on, perhaps as early next week. Right, Michael?
Very much so. That's exactly right, John. It's the first real insight into how that $700 billion TARP, Troubled Asset Relief Program, pool of money will be accounted for as the system carries on to try and work out exactly what's going on. Think of it in one way, John. There's a good way it was explained to me earlier today. If you have a mortgage on your house and you know that your house on the market cannot attract as much money as your mortgage is worth, you know you're in negative equity, you know your mortgage is worth more than your house, but you don't know exactly how much money you've lost until somebody buys your house.
Which brings me to something that I've heard people say repeatedly who work on the market, that there is this fundamental lack of confidence in the bailout plan or others because it's simply not enough money, that the potential losses so far exceed the bailout money that there's no way that's going to fix what's happening.
Well, Adora, I think we're about to find out whether those fears, and they're still just fears at this stage, are founded. We're getting those numbers in now. We're beginning to move to a position where we can kind of understand whether or not that pool of money will be sufficient, and if not, how much more might be required.
Well, quickly, Michael, I mean, it's always panic before the bottom, right? So yeah, it may be almost over.
Absolutely. The darkest hour, John, is always before the dawn. There was a very good quote going around Square Mile earlier today. Somebody was asked on one of the financial news channels whether or not, you know, we were seeing the end of modern capitalism as we understand it, the end of the capitalist world in that respect. And he said, well, it could well turn out to be that. We don't know for sure yet. But if it does turn out to be that, I'm going down fully invested.
Wow. So we've been asking our listeners all morning, if they have a suggestion to replace the word meltdown to describe this. You want to give a stab at it, Michael, before we go?
I think a good way, it's not quite as catchy as it might be, but you're looking at a bit of a re-evolution.
Re-evolution. I like it. Oh, that works. That works. We'll put it in the hopper. Thank you. Okay, Michael Hunter is Financial Times markets reporter joining us from London to describe what is a continuing sell-off.